18-year-old Kendra Castillo was remembered as a smart and caring student at a memorial service this afternoon. He was killed while trying to stop one of the two gunmen during last week's shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch. About 2,000 people attended today's celebration of life at Cherry Hills Church. Castle Rock Pastor Dan DeMay opened the service.
We will celebrate the life of Kendrick Ray Castillo today. In speaking with John and Maria, both of them have told me that what they most desire from today is that we would remember, that we would reflect, and that we would share with one another the experiences that we have had with Kendrick in our life.
His father, John, told those who gathered to be more like his son and put love and compassion first to carry on Kendrick's life message. Meanwhile, hours earlier, the two suspects in the shooting were in court being formally charged. KUNC's Lee Patterson was there, and she talks with Brian Larson about the developments.
The suspects in this case did make a court appearance last week, but the district attorney was not ready to file formal charges at that time. And the biggest unanswered question that we had was whether or not the juvenile would be charged as an adult.
Right. And the answer to that question is yes. Prosecutors filed formal charges today, and that 16-year-old is facing first-degree murder charges as an adult. George Brockler is the district attorney here. He's pretty well known for having prosecuted the Aurora Theater shooter a couple years ago, back in 2015. Brockler talked about the charges at a press conference after the hearing wrapped up, and he wouldn't really go into his decision making, but he did say that the law in Colorado has actually changed over the years to make it more difficult to charge juveniles as adults.
But it left open a portion where if you are 16 years old, and you are accused of committing a first or second class felony, and first degree murder is a first class felony, you are eligible to be direct filed.
Direct file, that's just when the prosecutor is allowed to file charges against a juvenile in an adult criminal court.
The other suspect is 18, so he is an adult. What do we know about the charges filed against him?
According to court documents, 48 charges have been filed, from arson to burglary, but the main charge here, of course, is first-degree murder. For now, though, we actually don't have much more detail because the court has suppressed a lot of the information related to these cases, from personal information about the 16-year-old suspect, for example, to possible details about how the alleged crimes were carried out. Brockler here explains why he wanted to keep those details away from the public.
And as you can imagine, with a case of this size, we're not going to get it wrapped up in a week. And so there are things that need to be done, witnesses that need to be talked to, and the less specific facts that once they get out, they'll go everywhere, the less specific facts they can reference from things they've heard on the radio, seen on TV, read in the paper, if there are papers anymore, the better for us. That's why I sought to keep those things suppressed for only 2 weeks. The court has its own reasons for keeping it suppressed, and I won't presume to speak for the court.
The type of documents and details that are being suppressed may change in the coming weeks or months as these cases move along, of course.
So to be clear, we have formal charges being filed, although we don't know the exact details of those charges. What happens next?
Well, Brockler was asked about the death penalty, and he said that really it's just too early to say, and that he himself hasn't done any sort of analysis on the death penalty in this case. The 16-year-old wouldn't be eligible because of the age, of course. And in terms of what's next for the cases against these suspects, the next pretrial meetings are both set for June.
Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome.
That's KUNC's Lee Patterson. She's a reporting fellow with Guns in America.